Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, good morning here at Radio for Your Mind. I tell you, I am totally stoked. And I'll tell you two reasons I'm stoked. One, I just got back from my men's accountability meeting. I love that every morning. And the second reason is the fact that the oil is still offshore. We have prepared, we've got booms, but man, in my belief system, God is good. And so far, the weather has been holding, and we hope that it will continue to hold, that they can cap this well. Things will be fine. Otherwise, it is a mess. But today, Tom Hopp's book, and I love this, Time Out, Winning Strategies for Playing a Bigger Game in Life. If you have been following us or you're in the archives, you can go to Tom Hopp, HAUPT.com, and pick up your copy. We are in Chapter 18. And as I look through here, it looks like we're going to have one more chapter to cover this. We will be followed. We'll figure out what we're going to do next week. But listen, this is called There's No Final Buzzer. And when Tom starts this book off, he says, when you start playing a bigger game in life, there is no final buzzer. In other words, the difference you make in your lifetime is the legacy that you leave. And I know a lot of times we talk about heroes in our lives. And something that I learned a long time ago is that heroes die. Legends live forever. And it's because they leave a legacy that's out there. You know, they're not just here today, gone tomorrow. It's something that people gravitate to. They leave something behind. Tom talks about it. You know, they leave hospitals, colleges, schools, something. But the legends in my life have left countless quotes branded on my heart, stuff that are passionate, stuff that's there, stuff that you can't do away with. And I think that's the key that we look at here. You know, Tom goes on, he says, Merriam-Webster Dictionary says, a legacy is defined as something transmitted by or received from an ancestor or a predecessor from the past. In the context of your life, listen to this. This is a great question. What will be your legacy? What will be your legacy? You know, I've got down that I want him to put on my headstone. He never gave up, and he lived life as an epic adventure. Because I want to be able to leave that. Yeah, go ahead, bud.
A quick point on this. That I think it was Jim Rohn said many years ago, and I might have my originator slightly off, but years ago I remember hearing the expression, and this goes hand in hand with what you're talking about right now, what you do in life for yourself dies with you. What we all do in life dies with us. But what we do for others lives on forever.
So true.
And that's truly what you're talking about right now.
Well, and at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You know, you want it to be left. You want it to live on. You want it to be there. Sadly, Jim, you and I both know this. Most people can't name all the presidents of the United States, let alone the founding fathers, let alone the founding mothers of this country. And folks, there are some great legends that have made it possible for us to have this radio show today. And I look at that and I think, wow. And I think, I want to be that kind of person. I don't need the fame and fortune, but I want to leave a legacy that my family can be proud of. I want to leave a legacy that the world can be proud of. You know, over the last few days, I have watched a legacy form, a legacy just right before my eyes, basically. And it all started back when I was 16 years old and fell in love with one of the most beautiful women I've ever met. And she has a heart for people, the underdog, hearts for kids, a heart to help those that can't help themselves. I've watched this be passed on to Dalton, my 20-year-old, as he launched two organizations over the last few years. One was the Gulf Coast Disaster Relief Team. The other one was Operation Guardian Angels. And I've watched him raise funds and get clothing and get furniture and stuff for other people, not getting anything. I mean, and sometimes it's even funny to see how you give to people and then they slap you in the face wanting more, and he's walked through that with no problem. But in the last few days, my 14-year-old daughter and her 13-year-old friend felt compassion for the children, the victims of Albertsville, Alabama, where the tornadoes just wiped out their town. Then the floods came down. And folks, this little girl, just like her mom, reached out and said, "Dad, can you help? Dalton, can you help?" And we reached out with our influence and said to the friends that we have in our community and in our profession, said, "Can you help?" And watching the legacy that she's starting to leave and watching my wife's legacy be passed on is what this is. There's no final buzzer. And the question it's not even a question. Matter of fact, this goes back to something that Jimmy's taught me, some of our good friends that wrote The Go-Giver. Tom in here says, "Have you ever heard the phrase, giver's gain?" He said, "What do you suppose that means?" This is great because this is just like in the book Go-Giver. It says, it means that those who give unconditionally gain more through the richness of giving. Have you ever had an experience where you gave your time or talent unconditionally, and although it was at that very moment of giving, you didn't seem to receive anything, but in reflection, you realized that you received just as much, if not more, than you've given. Folks, you should go buy the book, Go Giver. It's a phenomenal book, and it's about that same principle. But there's some things that you've got to look at if you're going to watch your life change. If you're going to become a player in the game of life, I mean a huge player in the game of life, then what you have to do is make a difference. And Tom tells us to do this, and I would write this down if I was you. I think this is good if you guys haven't picked up the book. Tom says, take a moment to think about what you want your legacy to be in the following areas and write it down. He says, what will be the footprint you leave behind?
And I think this is a great little exercise, by the way. When we were reading through this, this little exercise, folks, Troy's dead serious on this. If you have not got a piece of paper handy and you don't have a copy of the book yet, take a moment, grab a pen and a notepad, and write each of these questions down, and then take a minute or two. Actually, take some serious thought to reflecting on what you want to fill in the blanks on this, because these next things that he's about to talk about are powerful, and they will move you to take action. Because, you know, we talk about, yesterday, Troy, you were talking about, well, what's your big why, and discovering your big why. A lot of the exercises that Tom has in this book and that you've talked about in the previous chapters leading up to this point are really phenomenal exercises to discover what is your big why. I'm sorry, bud. Go ahead.
Oh,
I had to give some people some time to grab a pen and paper.
That is so true. No, I'm glad you did, Jimmy, because, folks, this is important. What legacy do you want to leave in your family? Write the word family down, because you're going to be thinking about this. This isn't a spur-of-the-moment thing. This is something that you're going to write down, basically what I call a little mission statement. Number two, your church. What legacy do you want to leave in your church? Number three, what legacy do you want to leave in your community? Number four, what legacy do you want to leave in your country? We got a lot of countries represented here. This is a good one. Number five, what do you want to leave your legacy to the world? Here's one that might be strange to you, but you're going to see why we say this in a second. What legacy do you want to leave to science? This is important. Now, there's some things that you've got to do. Listen to this. Most, if not all, of your ideas of leaving behind a legacy will need to be planned. This isn't something you can just flip it out and decide this is what you want. It's got to be in your will. It's got to be in a living trust. It's got to be in a living will. It's got to be in your insurance policy. It's got to be in all this. All this stuff adds up. This is planning. This is taking risk for the future, risk that you may not see. I'm going to cover some personal stuff as we go through here, but listen, keep your pen and paper out. This is important. The first area, now this, if do this and you want to start taking the action plan, here's what you got to do. Number one, contribution. Write that word down. This is what it means. The kind of contribution that you're talking to is giving of yourself outside your comfort zone. One of the things that we're doing, most of you that have followed, especially this series, knows that a few weeks ago we had an incident happen at a local shopping center with my daughter. And it was a controversial thing. And now what we're trying to do, some of us parents, outside of our church community, I'm going to be contacting the general manager and seeing if we can set up a gigantic schools out concert, bring down some bands from Atlanta, put a big gathering on that will raise money, because these kids and their parents will come in and they'll shop at the common shopping center and they'll be able to put some money back into the community. We just want to do this as a give out. You've got to be able to step outside your comfort zone. You've got to stretch beyond what it's there. You've got to give of your money, of your time, of your energy. You know, you got to contribute. Number two, mentorship. Listen to what Tom writes here. Being a mentor can be a life-changing experience for you as well as the person you're mentoring. But one of the things that he says in here that I think is so great is the fact that teachers are not mentors. Listen to this. Being a mentor is different than being a teacher. A teacher is someone who teaches and instructs others on a particular subject matter. Teachers have information worth listening to and learning about, and they share it. But a mentor has the information and insight of a subject, period. However, the difference between the two is the level of participation and interaction. The mentor has that one-on-one touch with the mentee. They're there working with them day in and day out. They've shared their life experience. They're training them. Here's what else they're doing. They don't grade them on a sliding curve. They look them dead in the eye. They tell them right on the phone, here's the key. Here's what's going on. This is what it is. And when that happens, that's when you've got a mentor, somebody that is willing to say, that was double, triple dumb. Don't be doing that. You need to change that. You've got to be a mentor. Find somebody in your life that you can mentor. Here's the other one. I love this. There is so much great stuff in here, man. We could go on for days. This one, friendship. You need to be a friend. See, it's simple to overlook the idea of leaving a legacy by friendship. But do you realize that it's through friendships that the world changes? There was a mastermind group during the late 20s, early 30s. It included Ford. It included, Ford was in it. Carnegie was in it. All kinds. Thomas Edison was there. These are guys that came together in different segments of the world, and they talked about what they could do to change it. How can we benefit each other? How can we benefit the world? Friendship. And folks, listen. Tom writes this, and it brought back memories to me. These friends would do anything for you within legal limits, of course. That one sentence. You know, I had some friends in my day, based on career choices, based on military choices, that the last part of that sentence didn't make a hill of beans. I had friends that would do anything for me. It didn't have to do with legal limits.
Troy, that's because within the military mindset, and this is going to ring, you know, it's going to resonate big time with you based on your background. Within the military mindset, and when you've shared a foxhole with people, and you know you've done time in combat with them and everything, the age-old expression exists: a friend will help you move. A good friend, a true friend, will help you move the body.
That's it. You know, that's
and, I mean,
loyalty.
Dude, you know exactly what I'm talking about, man. But in order to have friends like that, you've got to be a friend like that first and foremost. And I think there's a lot of people, and forgive me for going down a rabbit hole for a second, but I think this is something important we got to talk about. A lot of people don't understand the concept of being a friend is what attracts other friends to you. know, there's everybody wants friends, everybody wants people in their business or organization, and I don't care what you're looking for, whether you're looking for more friends, whether you're looking for more business associates, what it is in life that you're aspiring to acquire, we all get and attract unto us that which we are. That is a simple and profound truth of life. And it's, one of the things that led me to be attracted to Troy Dooley is who he is as a person and what I saw him doing for the community. That's one of the things that brought us together in the first place. And I wouldn't trade this guy for anything at this point, you know, because having grown to know him as a person, I know that if I really needed him to, he'd help me move the body, and vice versa.
That's it. And it's funny, Jimmy, because true friendship is there when there's controversy. You know, I look at some of the blog posts that I've done lately on a man named Phil Piccolo, who until 6-7 weeks ago, I didn't know even who he was except through his reputation. And, you know, folks, the other day somebody said, Troy, are you Phil Piccolo's friend? And, you know, I wrote back and said, you know, actually, I'm becoming very friendly with Phil Piccolo. He's somebody that I love talking to, I love chatting with, mostly because I use John Maxwell's rule, 101% rule, and I found 1% we could agree on, and we've built our relationship from that. Folks, when you're in the foxhole, when the controversy's the highest, and you've got a friend, that's the key. I know there's 4 Navy SEALs that have been put on trial because a terrorist made an allegation. A terrorist that is taught in the training manual, if you're caught by special ops, bite your cheek, smack yourself in the face, and then yell, they beat me. And these 4 stood their ground together and said, we didn't do nothing, man, we're innocent. Folks, that's friendship. That's friendship, that's loyalty. And that's what every one of us need if we want to leave a legacy. Because here's what I want. I want Jimmy's great-great-grandkids saying, you know what? Papa Jimmy had a friend once. And then they can turn around and say, I know, and now Troy's great-great-great-grandson is my friend. That's what this country was built on. That's what this is built on. We've gone down a rabbit hole that's worth going down, but let's jump on. Tithing. Oh, my gosh, Troy's getting spiritual again. Listen to this. Tom is so good on this. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary says that tithe means to give a tenth of one's income. Malachi 3:10 of the Holy Bible states, test me in this and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out much blessing that you will not have enough room for it. Now, I'm going to take this a step further. When it comes to leaving a legacy, it's not just about the money that you tithe. It's about your time, your energy, your effort. I have people come to my website, MLM Help Desk, all the time. They have no clue how many websites we run, but they always point to that website, and they always say to me, well, you're just doing all this so that you can make traffic, so you can make money. I think we make like $30 a day or something off that website some days, and some days we don't make anything. We do it because we have an advocacy heart. We want to give enough information that the average consumer coming into network marketing can make an intelligent decision on what it is they're supposed to do. You need to give a tenth.
Hold on a minute. I gotta make a point on this. You know, and that's the fact that what most people don't realize, people who are making that comment have no idea how much money you make from being retired as a distributor, and you know what you're doing at this point is paying it forward, giving it back for the benefit of the industry, and the traffic being generated has nothing to do with any of the companies that you were involved with as a distributor.
That's absolutely correct. You know, that, Jimmy, you hit it. You know, guys, this is it. Hey, what do we charge for this?
But you know, the difference, though, Troy, the difference is if you say something like that, people can say, oh, well, you know, somebody else says it, it's a little bit more impactful, I think.
That's true, my friend. That is true. I just snicker because people don't have a clue, but the ones that matter understand, hey, we have information. We get to make a choice. And, folks, that's what it is. So give of your time. Give of your energy. You know, Cassie's not making anything from giving. She's giving her time and her energy with her friend to go to Albertsville and to give out 100, get this, 100% of the money that has been brought in goes back out. We're not charging for gas. We're not charging for the trip. We're not boarding. We're underwriting all that. Folks, when people give of their heart, whether it's money, whether it's time, whether it's a mentor, doesn't matter what it is, that's the key. So tithe, it's been proven. Carnegie Mellon University, one of the greatest universities out there, Carnegie gave his life fortune to put that together. When you look at what the Hershey family's done, J.C. Penney, DuPont, the list goes on and on. Look at Bill Gates and his beautiful wife. 1994, they launch a foundation. Today, that foundation has got $30 billion in it, helping the underprivileged. That's what it's about. Here's the other one that I want you guys to write down. This is, if you're going to leave a legacy, if you're going to be a legend, organ donation. And before I go any further, you can go to www.organdonor.gov and learn about organ donating. Listen to this. Just last week, I took Cassie over to get her Florida State ID. And she was adamant, Daddy, I want to be an organ donor. I said, are you sure about that, honey? She said, yeah. And then I open up today and I read Tom's book. And once again, I'm just mesmerized at the legacy my daughter's leaving at 14 years old. Listen to what Tom writes. He says, I realize that some people, this idea of a legacy may be somewhat startling. However, did you know that each day in the United States alone, 77 people receive organ transplants. Talk about a legacy that keeps on giving. But here was the shocking part for me. However, 19 people die each day waiting for a transplant that can't take place because the shortage of donated organs. Doctors and researchers agree that each organ and tissue donor saves or improves the lives on as many as 50 people. Folks, do you realize that if we sacrifice this ego, this pride that we have, and if you've lived a better life than Jimmy and I have, that your body could save maybe 50 people or improve the lives? And here I've got a 14-year-old daughter that says, Daddy, I wanna donate my organ. And I'm thinking, man. Talk about a legacy. Look, it's not about me. I've had 46 years of living most of that immaturity and selfish and it's all about me type deal. And here I've got a little girl that's already realized at 14 about other people. Folks, that's what this is about, 100%. The last thing that Tom talks about in here when you're wanting to leave a legacy, and this is important, life insurance, wills, trusts, and powers of attorney. Now, most of you may be saying, what's that got to do with network marketing? What's that got to do with trying to launch a business? What's that got to do with changing my life? You realize there's a lot of things in life that you want to get done that you probably can't. A lot of it has to do with finances. But if you set up your financial picture correctly, you've got your wills in place, you've got your life insurance, you've got your trust, you've got your powers of attorney, you realize you can leave a legacy? You know, I mentioned Dalton and Gulf Coast Disaster Relief Team. See, the vision and the passion he has is for this to be an organization. I'm gonna use a controversial organization because it's the concept. He wants this to be an organization like Blackwater is to the different governments and wars and stuff that goes on. But instead of having this organization with 18 wheelers and communications and all this equipment and all this personnel that goes out and fights wars or shoots people, what he wants it to be is an organization that shows up at disasters across the world, that helps those first responders that got there and saw the blood and the gore, that poured those little bodies out from under the rubble. He wants them to have a place that they can come to, a place of relaxation, a place where they can touch base with home again and tell their kids how much they love them, a place where chaplains can be, a place where psychologists can be, to walk and talk these guys through the pain and to be there for these women that saw this blood mess. You know how much money that takes? We may not see that in our lifetime, but because I've got my life insurance set up correctly, good Lord takes me home prematurely and we don't get it done with income earned, there's some money that's going to that so that he will have a seed foundation. They can buy the land to set up the organization. They can get the equipment. It's leaving a legacy, folks. Most of us don't think but 2 feet in front of our face. We run our business like it's a daggum hobby, so our life is run even worse than that. And Tom touches on this. This is this one chapter. I'm reading through this. I'm eating a I don't know what I was eating, some kind of foo-foo food today, some kind of souffle from Panera Bread. And I'm reading through this chapter. Dalton calls and says, "Hey, can I come over and eat breakfast with you?" I said, "Yeah, come on." We talked about this. It's the legacy that you leave behind. It's a legacy for your children. It's a legacy for your downline. It's a legacy for the business. I look at General Electric, definitely a controversial company these days. But here's a company that's been around over 100 years, started by Thomas Edison, a man that's a controversial figure all in his own right, but a man with an idea, a man that most people said failed hundreds, sometimes thousands of times. But at the end of the day, figured it out. We have a telephone, we have the radio, we have the light bulb, we have lamps, electricity, we got it all. You look at Henry Ford, brought the price of automobiles down, started a legacy hundreds of years ago. Today is the most profitable automobile manufacturer inside the United States. Didn't take a government handout, weathered the storm. Came out more profitable. Legends live forever. I think of current legends in my life, guys like Tom Chenault, who, without everybody knowing it, makes sure that the people in his community, people that have no names to most people, have food when it's cold, coats when it's cold, a roof over their head when it's raining and snowing. A man that most people don't know has been the support factor, the underlying motivation for so many leaders across network marketing. It's amazing to me. Guys like Jim Gilhouse, who get up every day, even after they've retired from the military, and say one more time, "I'm going to go and I'm going to instill in others how to buy this copper, so that not only their life will be saved, but other people's lives will be saved." Look around yourself today and find the legends in your life. Might be your wife, might be your dad, might be your son. Look at them and then make a phone call and say, "Thank you. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for your life. Thank you for living." One of the greatest legends of all time. World. Split time in half was Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter if you think he's the Son of God or not. Just the man Jesus Christ was a legend. 2,000 years down the road.
Still left an undying legacy.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Beautiful. Tomorrow, folks, we finalize this wonderful series, the rewards and the riches of winning the game in life. One of my new legends is Tom Hopp. It's amazing what he gives to other people. You've got to get this book if you haven't. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you in the morning on Radio for Your Mind.
God bless everybody. Have a great day.